Washington's 18-day voting period begins this Friday. That means ballots will start appearing in mailboxes and voters will have some decisions to make. KNKX is preparing a special election series to inform you as you fill out your mail-in ballot. And joining me live to talk about what you will see on that ballot is Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins. Austin, let's start with Referendum 88. Remind us of what it is.
Kristen, this is the effort to repeal Initiative 1000, which was an initiative to the legislature that majority Democrats passed in April this year. So voters are now going to be deciding this. And what Initiative 1000 would do is it would once again allow the use of affirmative action measures in state employment, contracting, and public education. Remember, 20 years ago in 1998, well, 21 years ago, voters passed I-200, which essentially banned affirmative action in the state. So this is designed to bring it back. And these measures could include outreach and recruitment to minority candidates, but not the use of quotas. Also, factors such as race or gender could not be used as the sole criteria for selecting a less qualified candidate over a more qualified candidate. Proponents say that I-1000 is about leveling the playing field. Opponents call it divisive and unnecessary. They point to language in the initiative that they say gives the state broad authority to, quote, remedy discrimination. So a lot of controversy here. Again, this was passed by the legislature. Then opponents went out and collected signatures over the summer to put it on the ballot. And now it's going to be on the fall ballot in the form of a referendum.
So that's a big issue. We also have I-976, a car tabs measure sponsored by Tim Iman. He's made car tabs a foundation of his career as an initiative sponsor. What would this measure do?
So it would roll back car tab fees to $30. It would require regional transit authorities like Sound Transit to retire their bonds early, and it would also require vehicle valuations to be based on Kelley Blue Book values. Iman says that car owners are being overtaxed based on an unfair valuation schedule. Opponents say the passage of I-976 would be devastating and result in about a $4 billion hit to state and local transportation funding. Sound Transit in particular would take a major hit since a significant portion of its funding for light rail expansion comes from car tab fees that were previously approved by voters in the Sound Transit region. So while Iman is leading this effort, and he certainly has support from fellow taxpayers who think car tabs are too high and who helped gather signatures for this measure, the opponents include a coalition that includes business and labor groups, the State Patrol Troopers Association. So a coalition that's come together to say no, kind of a surprising group of bedfellows, if you will, just because there's that labor and business connection. I do want to know that previous Iman $30 car tab measures, Kirsten, have been challenged rather successfully in court.
All right. So there is also a state constitutional amendment on the ballot regarding disaster preparedness. What is that about?
There is. This is sort of the little surprise on your ballot that you might not be anticipating. Senate Joint Resolution 8200. It asks voters to approve a constitutional amendment to allow the state to exert its wartime powers in the event of a catastrophic incident like a subduction zone earthquake. What powers are we talking about, you might ask? Well, the state constitution in Article 2, Section 42 says, if there is an enemy attack, the state can engage in activities to ensure the continuity of state and local government actions. Now, supporters say this is needed to ensure the state has the authority it needs to navigate a catastrophic event. Critics say it's essentially a blank check for the state to bypass laws and the constitution.
All right. Well, there are also a number of non-binding tax advisory votes on the ballot. They're there because of a previous Tim Iman initiative. What taxes will voters be weighing in on?
There are 12 of these advisory votes on the ballot this year. That is a lot. But that's because majority Democrats in the legislature raised a lot of taxes this year. So voters will be asked, for instance, to weigh in on increases in the business and occupation tax. They will also get to offer an opinion about a new payroll tax to fund a new long-term care insurance benefit for Washington residents. But again, these are just advisory votes. They're not binding. They don't change anything. They are on the ballot because of a 2007 Tim Iman initiative. What's different this year is just how many of them there are.
Right. Well, and this is an off-year election, Austin. What kind of turnout is expected?
So I went back to 2000 looking at odd-year elections, and turnout varied from a high of 55% back in 2005. This was when there were dueling medical malpractice lawsuit initiatives on the ballot. to a low of 37% 2 years ago in 2017 when there were no statewide initiatives on the ballot. But generally, Kirsten, turnout for these odd year elections seems to range between about 40% on the low side and 50% on the high side.
All right, Austin, thanks so much.
You're welcome.